Hello and welcome to the fifth TGO minicast. My name is Daniel Nielsen. I'm the digital editor of the Great Outdoors magazine. Today I'm in Southampton, not a very hilly part of the country, granted, but it's the home of Ordnance Survey, which is where I've just been. I'm currently in the building right now, which is a beautiful new place. We're a couple of years old, just on the outskirts of Southampton. It's part of an article that I'll be writing for the Great Outdoors in the coming months, kind of a behind-the-scenes look at Ordnance Survey, but I thought I'd just give you a sneak insight right now. As you know, Ordnance Survey have been providing mapping for a couple of hundred years now. It started off as a military exercise in Ireland and then in Scotland to keep an eye on the various rebellions going on. Today it's one of the most respected map agencies in the world, and their expertise is used across the world. They update their data every single day. They've got a base, a master data layer, which is updated with every new development, wind farm, and everything that goes on all the time. They've got surveys out in the field measuring stuff. They also use planes as well to look at the more remote areas. From the master data, they then spit out various other maps, the most well-known of which are the Explorer and Land Ranger maps that we all have somewhere tucked away in our bags or hopefully in our hands when we're out on the hills. But they also sell their data to companies like insurance companies. And the biggest consumer for Ordnance Survey information is the government itself. The consumer side of things is surprisingly low in terms of the overall income. It's about 7 or 8%, an astonishing amount, really. But it is incredibly important for Ordnance Survey. It's their face, really. It's the thing that most consumers identify with. And their products remain hugely popular. They've also brought out kind of digital stuff now, and they're developing that at quite a pace as well. So some interesting goings on. I've also sat on some panels and had a look at some new ideas as well. So really interesting stuff coming from Ordnance Survey. As I say, there'll be a piece in an upcoming issue of The Great Outdoors, a bit more of an in-depth look at behind the scenes at Ordnance Survey, but it's an absolutely fascinating place with a fascinating history, and I've thoroughly enjoyed myself. And I'll speak to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.